There's nothing on TV. No, really. Where I grew up, there actually wasn't. I was born behind the Iron Curtain in communist Czechoslovakia in 1970. By the time I was a teenager, my choices for entertainment were, to put it mildly, bleak. Books were censored by the Office of Press and Information. We had only one newspaper, Rude Pravo, the official paper of the Communist Party, and the state controlled the radio, the airwaves, the cinemas, and the symphonies. It was illegal for a private company to print a publication or broadcast a signal. It was illegal to reproduce more than 11 printed copies of anything, and it was illegal for a band to perform without a license. Faced with those options, I had only one choice: to get creative. I obtained books through the Samizdat, the underground distribution network that began under Nazi occupation. 1984 was an early favorite of mine. I bent the antenna of my transistor radio just so I could hear bands such as Bon Jovi, Scorpions, and Tears for Fears come in scrambled over the airwaves from West Germany. And if I was lucky, I could get my hands on a bootlegged VHS tape that friends of mine somehow managed to smuggle into the country. I can still remember the first Western film I ever watched, The Terminator. But because there was no money for proper subtitling or dubbing into Czech, one person did the voiceover for every character in the film. It was, by any standard, a terrible viewing experience. But it didn't matter. My friends and I watched it 3 times in a row. Today I look at my 2 teenage daughters and the ways they have to entertain themselves. I look at the limitless number of books they can read on their tablets, though they prefer hard copies from Amazon. I look at the thousands of outlets they can browse through on their phones to get news. I look at the millions of songs they can listen to on Spotify, the hundreds of films and shows they can watch on Netflix, and the dozens of channels they can lean back and watch on our satellite TV package. I look at all of that and think about how their options for entertainment vastly outnumber those I had growing up. Hell, they vastly outnumber the options that kids growing up in America had just 10 years ago. But even with an ocean of media before them, I see how they choose to spend a significant amount of their free time watching YouTube. In less than one generation, we've reached a point where what you watch, read, and listen to is no longer determined solely by states or corporate monopolies, but by you. Streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu, and Spotify have done an incredible job of distributing traditional content in new ways. But open platforms such as YouTube have changed who is able to produce, distribute, and consume entertainment. With the creation of YouTube, for the first time, people had access to free, instant, global distribution of video. All of a sudden, anyone in the world could share a video with everyone in the world. Over just one decade, that freedom has had far-ranging implications throughout the media. It has redefined what it means to be a celebrity and who can become one. It has thrust new people into the spotlight who understand that fame has been redefined. It has elevated the importance of engaging fans directly rather than keeping them at a remove. And it has led to the emergence of a much more diverse and opinionated cast of stars who stand out from the inoffensive, inauthentic stars of previous generations. That freedom has also altered our idea of what entertainment can be. It has unleashed entirely novel but staggeringly popular types of content, from beauty vlogging to video game commentary to unboxing. It has shrunk our world, exposing us to media from other countries that had long been hidden behind borders, and it's given millions of people the opportunity to watch videos related to their individual interests, rather than having to satisfy themselves with entertainment manufactured for the masses. And that freedom has changed the rules of the industries that have been built to entertain and inform us. It has changed the way we watch the news, empowering citizen journalists from Ferguson to Syria to document injustice for the world to witness. It has helped to elevate advertising into an art form, turning commercials into must-see clips.